It's not every day your lessons are interrupted by an astronaut beamed live into your school hall, direct from Houston. But that's exactly what happened at this North London primary. Tim Peake, former Apache pilot and the European Space Agency's first British astronaut, held a question and answer session with journalists and with schoolchildren. He told his audience this isn't the first time he's been proud to wear the flag and represent his country.
It's also something that I've been immensely proud to do throughout the 18 years of military service I had in my previous career. So from that point of view, I just see it as a sort of progression throughout my career.
That career will see him launch into space, where he'll spend 6 months living on board the International Space Station. To be absolutely ready, he's lived in caves, spent days underwater, and learnt Russian. Tim says his military background helped him get through the training.
It is quite rigorous, but it's also well-paced. It's a 2.5-year process from being assigned to a mission to actually the launch date. And so it's not a sprint, it's more of a marathon. And I think in many respects that's true with military training. You gain a lot of experience over a prolonged period of time. And that experience is not just in the sort of hard skills of the engineering and the technical things you have to do, but it's also the soft skills of working in a very international environment, speaking different languages, and having to learn those skills, as well as the spacewalking skills, the robotic skills, and all the technical skills that we need to know to manage the space station.
Would you recommend military service as a good path for someone who wants to become an astronaut?
The only thing I would say, that if that's the direction that you want to go into, and if that's what you enjoy and you're passionate about, then I would strongly recommend a military path. It's a great route to becoming an astronaut, but equally, it's not the only route.
Tim's mission is also back on Earth. He wants to use this experience to help inspire a new generation to take up the sciences and perhaps one day space exploration. This school was chosen because it's involved in the Tim Peake Primary Project that will see a space ambassador put in the school, and the children will be able to get really involved with Tim's mission. And after today, they're already really excited. Around 1,000 schools are taking part in Tim's project to recruit the scientists of the future.
Seeing how space looks like and all different planets and learn about them, and I've never really heard about the International Space Station, so he's gave me more information about what it is and what's inside it and where people stay.
He's a real life astronaut, and not a lot of people get to have this opportunity.
Before he's even launched into space, Tim Peake's mission has already taken off. Charlotte Cross, London.